This is VOA News. By a remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Joe Biden has been sworn in as the nation's 46th president of the United States, facing a group of crises arguably greater than any faced by any predecessors. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
2 weeks after an insurrection at the Capitol, Biden stood on its west front, hand on an old family Bible, and took the oath of office before declaring democracy has won.
This is America's day.
And in a nation deeply divided and staggered by a virus pandemic, Biden says it's time to renew and rebuild together.
For without unity, there is no peace. Only bitterness and fury.
For those who did not support him.
Hear me out as we move forward.
While three former presidents were at the Capitol, Donald Trump was not. He flew to Florida hours earlier, the first president twice impeached, becoming the first in modern times to skip his successor's inauguration. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Also taking an oath today, Vice President Kamala Harris, administered by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Harris becomes the first woman, first Black, and first South Asian vice president. Many world leaders said they were looking forward to working with U.S. President Joe Biden. Charles Michel, president of the European Council, tweeted, "Congratulations to both Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris," adding, quote, "It's time to bring back conviction and common sense and rejuvenate our EU-US relationship." Pope Francis urged Mr. Biden to promote reconciliation and peace around the world. This is VOA News. China is sanctioning more than two dozen officials and members of former President Donald Trump's cabinet, including his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, for violating the country's, quote, sovereignty, end quote, its foreign ministry said Wednesday. The foreign ministry said in a statement, quote, China has decided to sanction 28 persons who have seriously violated China's sovereignty, end quote. This as Trump's successor, President Biden, was inaugurated in Washington. A powerful explosion has ripped the facade off a residential building in Madrid, Spain. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Teams and firefighters in a central area of Madrid rushed to the scene of an explosion witnesses described as extremely loud. Videos and images shared on social media show a tower of smoke coming out from a building and rubble scattered on the street. A while later, the mayor of Madrid said there were some deaths in the explosion, that an initial assessment linked to a gas leak. A nearby nursing home was evacuated, although no injuries have been reported among the residents. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of the World Health Organization, WHO, welcomed an EU proposal Wednesday to negotiate a global treaty on pandemic preparedness as a way to guarantee countries' political commitment to fighting future disease outbreaks. The endorsement by Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus came at the end of a three-day debate at the WHO's executive board, at which the agency's initial response to the coronavirus outbreak came under criticism. A report by an independent panel faulted China for being slow to apply public health measures and the WHO for waiting too long to declare an emergency. Some British hospitals resemble, quote, a war zone due to the influx of coronavirus patients in the country's latest wave of the disease. This according to the government's chief scientific advisor. Britain is gripped by a new strain of the virus, heaping fresh pressure on overstretched health services and overwrought medical staff. The government is banking on an unprecedented vaccination drive to try to return life to normal. More than 4 million people have received a shot since the program began in early December. Israel has invited tenders for 2,500 new settler homes in annexed East Jerusalem and the occupied West Bank, this according to a watchdog group Wednesday. Hours before Joe Biden's swearing in as president, Israel approved 780 new settler homes in the West Bank Sunday ahead of a March general election in which Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to face a fierce challenge from the right.